Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. A young salesman was disappointed about losing a big sale, and as he talked with his sales manager, he said, "I guess it just proves you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink." The manager replied, "Son, take my advice. Your job is not to make him drink. Your job is to make him thirsty." As we all are well aware, salt makes us thirsty. But there's more to the old saying that you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink. The rest of that saying goes like this: no, you can't make him drink, but you can give a horse salt and make him thirsty. After Jesus shared the Beatitudes with his disciples, which are essentially the inner qualities of life, of a life yielded to Christ, he then builds on the Beatitudes by crowning them with two brilliant metaphors, that of salt and light, which are essentially exterior qualities. These two descriptive terms inform us how those who live a beatitude life can and will influence the world. These two metaphors, salt and light, have unique qualities. Both carry an enormous influence. Both have an immediate impact. Both are noticed instantly. And both are difficult to veil and to hide. The quote, "You are the salt of the earth," is so famous that it's become a proverb in the English language. If someone is genuine, useful, honest, and without hypocrisy, we say that he or she is the salt of the earth. In the ancient world, Roman soldiers were paid in salt. In fact, our English word salary comes from the Latin salarium, which literally means salt money. And our expression, "that man is not worth his salt," is a reminder of the tremendous value of salt to the human body. In the ancient world, as well as today, salt is a preservative. Salt hinders spoilage. Salt is also a flavoring, a seasoning, but unless it is brought in contact with an object, its influence is wasted. Salt becomes invisible in order to have a visible effect. Salt by itself is nothing more than tiny little particles, and in that state, they are worthless. Yet when added to food, it becomes invisible, and then becomes what was intended for, influencing the flavor of the food. Salt that sits in a shaker is of no use. It's much like a believer who becomes complacent, who no longer shares their faith by loving and forgiving others. They are sitting in a shaker. When Jesus says, "You are the salt of the earth," he's not saying you should be the salt of the earth, or you could be the salt of the earth. He is stating a fact. You are the salt of the earth. And the "you" in the passage in the original Greek is plural. Jesus is saying us as believers are salt. And that's not an option. The only choice is, what kind of salt will we be? Will we sit in the shaker, or will we be an influencer for the Lord? A king asked his three daughters how much they loved him. Two of them replied that they loved him very much, better than all the gold and silver in all of the world. However, the youngest one said she loved him better than salt. The king was not pleased with her answer, as he thought salt was not very palatable. But the cook overheard her remark, and the next morning he put no salt in the king's breakfast. The meal was so tasteless that the king could not enjoy it. So the cook then shared with the king what he had done. Only then did the king see the power of his daughter's remark. She loved him so well that nothing was good without him. Today's culture, Christians may seem unimportant or even a nuisance to many who do not believe. But God help any society that attempts to exist without the work and prayers of Christians. We are Christ's ambassadors in the world. We are called to be salt and to be light, to point the way to the saving grace of Jesus to a dark world. Jesus not only states that we are the salt of the earth, he also says we are the light. We are the light of the world. And as we all know, light is a source of illumination. Light dispels darkness. Christians are like a mirror, reflecting the light of Christ. In a way, bearing his light to dispel spiritual darkness. As Christ's presence in our world, we become his instruments to reveal his light to a world that is in darkness. We are to be the light of the world, revealing the presence of God. Each of us is salt and light. Jesus is saying that we are salt, and it's time, and it is time to season, and that we are light, and it's time to shine. Jesus went on to warn his followers. He says, "But if salt has lost its taste, how shall its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled under people's feet." It's easy for us Christians to become deluded and lose our saltiness, to lose our preserving influence in the world. If we're not affecting the world, then the world's affecting us. If we're not salting the world, then the world is hindering us. And if we're not lighting the world, then the world is keeping us in the dark. So the question is, question that we need to ask ourselves, are we affecting the world, or is the world affecting us? As a child, the author Robert Louis Stevenson, who wrote many books, including my favorite story, Treasure Island, was in very poor health. I can't tell you how many times I read that book, Treasure Island. I bet you it's at least a dozen times, maybe more. I love that book. Anyhow, I digress. One night, when Robert Louis Stevenson was sick, his nurse found him with his nose up against the window, pressed against the frosty pane of the glass. She said, "Child, come away from there. You're going to catch your death of cold." But Robert would not budge. He was mesmerized as he watched an old lamplighter slowly working his way through the black night, lighting each gas street lamp along his route. Young Robert pointed and said, "See, look there. There's a man poking a hole in the darkness." That's what we're called to do, to poke holes in darkness. The culture of our world may claim that Christianity and Christians are no longer needed. Yet it is the salt and the light of Christians, the prayers of the followers of the Lord, that are holding back the full onslaught of evil in this world. A Christian seasoning is something to be tasted. A Christian's light is something to be seen. Secret discipleship does not exist in God's kingdom. Salt in a shaker or light under a bushel basket makes no impact. A Christian void of visible deeds of compassion will influence no one. Are we poking holes in the darkness? Do our lives make a difference? A Christian seasoning is something to be tasted. A Christian's light is something to be seen. Amen.